You are listening to 91.5 FM.
WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
May 1st. Hello, May. Yeah. In the fifth month.
Goodbye to April. It's gone.
So we are entering the fifth month of 2026. And the prophetic word for 2026 is to release the old and embrace the new. So here we are almost halfway done with this glorious year. So it's time for us to evaluate what have we released, what have we embraced, and how is that working out for us. You know, there's things sometimes we hold on to that we know we should have let go a long time ago, but we don't. And then the day that we do, we realize, whew, that is a weight that has been lifted. Now I can embrace the new. Instead of holding so tight with our hand clenched to the old, we must be able to release, open up our hand to embrace, to hug the new. The new direction that God is bringing us from glory to glory. Continued elevation. There is no retirement with God. We are continually called to elevate from glory to glory. And you could look all through the Bible. You know, the Bible says that, you know, the young man, he's made to be strong. Then it says that the people who are older are meant to be wise and impart that wisdom into the previous generation. So based off of our chronological age, based off of our spiritual insight, we could find our stage of life in the Word and see what the expectation is for God for that stage of life. Talks about a lot in Titus. It says what the women should be teaching the younger women and what the men should be teaching the younger men. And then it talks about in Zechariah chapter 8 about just intergenerations, just being together in fellowship and learning from one another. So that is the season that we are in. Kingdom development, intergenerational, multicultural, and that's what Living Word Church is. So if you do not have a home church, we want to invite you to join us this first Sunday at Living Word Church at 10 a.m. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in the center of Cocoa.
So we're told this year by the Holy Spirit, who is the master teacher, who is the one that Jesus says will come and will teach us all things. Not something. All things that pertains to life and godliness. And so the instruction from the Holy Spirit for 2026 for us is to release that which is old and worn out and embrace the new so that we can excel in the things of God for the new year. Now, that, as we hear it, carries two things, and I always say them, guys. It is easy to do, and it is also easy not to do. Think about it. It is easy to release something that is not good, and we know it's not good. It is very easy, but it's also very hard to do. Either way. So always remember when you're struggling, It is as easy to hold on to it as to let it go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Either one.
Mm-hmm.
So just go ahead and let it go.
And don't take it back.
That's right. That's what we encourage you. Just go ahead and let it go. Mm-hmm. It's not hard.
Just let it go. It's in the decision.
There you go.
Until you make a final decision, you're in a continued wrestling match.
Yeah.
But once you make a decision, you got to go with the decision. So if your decision is, I'm going to release it. If your decision is, I'm going to hold on to it, just make a decision. It's in the wrestling match where we get wear it out.
You know that?
Mm-hmm.
So many times, mm-hmm. what I just say, mm-hmm. helped me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
So many times, it helped me. Because I just say, and go ahead. Emily.
No, I was just going to say, she said you make a decision to let it go. So if you take it back, then you didn't make a decision.
To let it go, yeah.
That's right. That's why
and you
take
did
it
not
back.
Make the decision because the decision is final. So if you keep on taking it back, you need to decide that you're not and make it final.
Mm-hmm.
I had to tell myself so many times, it's just as easy to let that thing go that I know I need to let go.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy for me to hold on to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Just as easy. So easy to hold on to it. Because it's comfortable. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just as easy to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So make the decision mm-hmm. in this fifth month that you're not going to hold on to dead weight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That we say all of this to come make this one point. Make the quality decision in this fifth month that you will not hold on to what? Dead weight.
Gee, they talk about in the Bible about counting the cost. So counting the cost. So when we're thinking about, you know, we're going through this decision-making process, should I let it go? Should I hold on to it? Well, count the cost. Do I need it to win? Or is it going to cause me defeat?
Yeah.
Do I need it to win? Can it help me win? Or is it going to be my continual defeat, my continual plague, my continual weight pulling me down, down, down?
Yeah.
Or is it going to be an asset to me to move forward? So we have to count the cost. You know, the Bible tells it, count the cost when you're going out to set it to do a project. Make sure that you have enough in your preparation and your resources to be able to finish that thing that you set out to do. When there's a battle approaching, it says, make sure now that your army's strong enough. Otherwise, you better go out there and negotiate some peace with them.
Yeah.
It says this in the Bible. It teaches us how to count the cost, how to be able to look past where we are and to determine what we need to get to the place where we have our eyes set to go. So we have to count the cost to make a quality decision. And Pastor Beckford put that word quality before decision in his teachings over and over and over and over again. So it's easy just to make decisions sometimes, but is it a quality decision? Are we making a quality decision?
And that's why we must run to the Word of God, mm-hmm. because it will guide us,
mm-hmm.
the Word of truth.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout this week, we're talking about winning the invisible battle. And as we come to Friday, we just wrap everything up on the day in the month of May. We just want to wrap up all of this, and we hope that you have learned.
Mm-hmm.
We hope that somehow over this last 4 months, we have said something on this radio program that will help you to be a better person. I remember we taught a whole series on being a disciple,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
winning the last to the Lord.
Yeah.
And I hope that you haven't forgotten. It's very important that we become soul winners. We win the loss.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about the value of a human soul. And he says it is priceless. Mm-hmm. The Bible says, what shall a man give up in exchange of his own soul? Nothing. The Bible says that nothing in this world has the value of a human soul. So, and we are called to go out and bring the last to the Lord Jesus Christ and to do it with love and to do it with truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so we hope that you have learned so much over these 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
all of the Make Your Day Count broadcasts are archived on the WMIE 91.5 FM website. So it's also a resource, not just that we're hearing in passing as we're going, as we're coming in our cars, or when we're starting our day at home in the morning, or concluding our day in the evening at night. But there's the resource of WMIE, this radio station. If you go to their website, it's WMIE 91.5 FM. And not just this radio broadcast, but all of the powerful teachings that go forth from this radio station are archived there, going back years. So there's lots and lots of material, lots and lots of teaching right there. You can download it to your device. You can listen online. You could share them with family and friends by sending the link, either a text message or an email or a social media post. You can also subscribe to the radio programs, which is a fairly new feature. So every time Make Your Day Count broadcast airs, you could subscribe for it to come to your email. So as soon as it airs in the morning at 7:15, you have the link in your email. So if you missed it at 7:15 in the morning, anytime throughout the day, you could click the link to listen to it again and again, so that you have the scriptures as a resource. You have the word continually going into your ear, and you're continually meditating on it. You know, because we forget quickly. If we just hear it, forget quickly. What'd you say again? You know, just even if you just meet somebody and they tell you your name, it's one word, right? They say their name and you can't remember it for 2 minutes in the conversation. You say, what's your name again?
Yeah. Oh, true. That is.
So we're terrible at just remembering what we hear alone. So that's why the Bible tells us to meditate on the word of God. Doesn't say just listen. Doesn't say just read. It says meditate on the word. So how do we do that? By continually bringing it into our mind. How are we continually bringing it into our mind? On purpose. Intentionally, either by reading it, by declaring it, by saying it, and then allow it to stir up in our mind to come together. You know, often in our house, we have a lot of the ingredients to make different meals or different baked items. But we don't have the meal and we don't have the baked item until we put it all together, until we take the dedicated time and we intentionally put the pieces together in order to produce the final outcome. You know, so we have, I know in my house, there's different books around. There's, you know, different things to listen to. There's notes from different sermons, but we have to take the time to put it all together to produce that great effect that we want. You know, you could be hungry in your house and have all the ingredients. So if you're not willing to get into that kitchen, designate some time to put it together, you're still going to be hungry.
That's right. Until you do.
So we must be doers of the word and not hearers only. For hearers only, the Bible tells us, we are deceiving ourselves. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, WMIE family. This is Pastor Diana Robinson, Pastor Errol Beckford, and Pastor Emily Beckford from Make Your Day Count. We want to encourage you to sow into the airways here at WMIE for their annual fundraiser. This is the operating budget that pays for the airtime and such, so that the word of God, word of encouragement, word of strength can be released through these airways and enter into the ears and hearts of people. We never know what people are dealing with and facing as they're